Welcome to the Fangled Cast, brought to you by Fangled Technologies, where we help you convert every person your company touches into a voracious advocate for your brand.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fangled Cast. Today is probably going to be the most fun Fangled Cast we've ever done. I get pushed by friends. You gotta bring a little bit more humor to the Fangled Cast. Well, today we're going to bring a little bit of humor, but we're also going to bring some really cool tech to make life more interesting inside of those video conferences, and also for people that are making talking head videos and doing things to promote themselves and send messages to their clients, all the other applications for video. So I'm going to introduce you to a guy who's become a good friend of mine. We've only met a few months ago, but we together decided to create a course. So today's a little bit self-serving because, to be fully transparent, the virtual presenter course that we're going to be talking about is actually something that I participate in. And between David and I, we own this process. It all began when I was trying to figure out, especially in the time of COVID, after 20 years of using conferencing through video, more and more people were jumping on, obviously, because now we're working remotely. And I was looking for a way to be more impactful, more memorable, being in the room when you can't physically be there, and started doing presentations. So just simple things where I was able, for example, to throw this, which is not done in post, so that people could see what was there. And if I was giving a PowerPoint presentation, I figured out a way to shrink myself down and bring a PowerPoint in. And then if someone had a question, re-engage rather than being that talking head off to the side. So doing it again and again, people kept saying, Andrew, can you teach me? And I teamed up with David, and we created a course, which we'll talk about today, so that people can learn how to use what's actually free software to make it happen. And the challenge with the free software was I would tell people, hey, download this, you can figure it out, and people weren't figuring it out. So David is the guy who actually recorded all the training sessions. And let me introduce him in a second. The reason that he does the recording, people ask me, Andrew, why didn't you do it? It's because he's better at it than me. So today I want to introduce you to a guy who is so much better of a trainer when it comes to really getting people to use tech. David, tell people a little bit about yourself and your company and your background and how we got to this point.
Sure. Thanks for having me here, Andrew.
Absolutely.
My company, I'm the founder, and I guess I can do the same trick that you did there. It's called a lower third in the broadcast industry because it's on the lower third of the screen, but I just call it my name and title bar. But I've been the founder of Let's Do Video for about 6 years, and it was a traditional analyst firm covering video conferencing companies. Pre-pandemic, it was kind of, I think a lot of you would think of it as boring stuff, those expensive cameras in the boardrooms of Fortune 500 companies. It's covering companies like Cisco and Microsoft and Zoom before they were Zoom, really just work video stuff. Mm-hmm. But I had a hobby on the side where I have a guitar stream at night, I was doing fun video stuff, and I was using this software, which you refer to. It's called OBS, by the way. Mm-hmm. And it's a software that all the kids use when they stream their video games on that Twitch website. If you haven't heard of Twitch, you know, welcome to being an adult. But Twitch is the biggest streaming platform in the world, and no one our age has ever heard of it. But everyone is streaming, all the kids are streaming video games on it, and they're using this OBS software. And it became a hobby of mine to learn all the tricks you could do with your OBS software, things like having your background, regardless of whatever video conferencing software you're using, Zoom or anything else, your background, even a moving background, your logo, and not just having it. There's lots of softwares that'll place things for you, but having complete control over it, making it any size you want, anywhere on the screen you want, behind your face, in front of your face, really just complete customization of everything that people are seeing. But I was keeping it as a hobby because having logos moving around and crazy backgrounds, people weren't doing that in business meetings.
Right.
And when
right.
I did it in business meetings, they didn't take me seriously. Mm-hmm. And then the pandemic hit and everyone says, okay, we're having video meeting fatigue. We need things to jazz it up. We need some production value. We need some logos. We need some title bars. We need some backgrounds. We need to have some fun. And I started making some tutorial videos. And I think my tutorial videos stood out because they were really for business. If you go to YouTube and search for OBS tutorial, you're going to get some teenager telling you how to put their video game behind you. And they're great, but they're really not designed for mm-hmm. use with business software. And I have a few free tutorials out there, but they were really hit and miss. I wasn't structured. I had, here's a video on how to do this one trick. And here's that a video on to do this other one trick. And people kept coming to me and saying, David, you need to put it all together. I need a course. I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. I'll get to it. And then Andrew reached out to me and said, David, we're putting together a course. And I'm like, huh? And you said to me, you were having the same experience I'm having. Everyone you talk to says, how do you do this? How do you do this?
Yeah, well, you remember the conversation, just to interrupt. I remember what was happening was I was telling people, download OBS and watch these videos. And I'd give them three or four of these teenager videos you're referring to. And they came back and went, this is too difficult. So, yeah. so what did we do? We went back to the core and we said, how do we break this down into little bite-sized pieces, like the old adage, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, so that anybody could learn? And since nobody was learning it on their own, and it's funny too, you know, we got the course together. What did we have, like six people over the age of 70 that tested the course? And not one of them had an issue getting up and running. So it was kind of, you know, we met that goal of making it happen. And for me, one of the things that's always fun, and again, you know, depending on your audience, and always know your audience, know who you're talking to. There's all sorts of fun stuff that I do on mine. Like, for example, I'll, you know, someone will make a comment about something that's evil, and I'll go, I don't know what you're talking about. There's nothing evil here. Or if they want to bring up COVID, all of a sudden there's COVID on my screen. Little things like that, that if you do in excess, you're a knucklehead.
Yeah, well, you don't want to distract from your content. You really want to, this is for grownups. This is for business meetings. If I'm meeting with you about, you know, hiring into you to be a new salesperson for my company, I want you to focus on what my company does and what our message is and what you need to do as my salesperson. I don't want you being distracted by wings and things. Yeah. But if I'm selling a product to a younger audience and I want to jazz it up, yeah, you might want to use all that kind of things. Yeah, but the key to remember is that this software, it's very, very powerful. I mean, you could do anything you want. You could fly, you could do anything you want, but it's not intuitive. OBS was not designed to be like how Zoom was designed to be. Anybody can make a Zoom call. They make it as easy as you can. And all the other ones, all the competitors, they're designed for the masses. OBS was designed for streamers. It's not easy to figure out, but we made it easy to figure out. That was the point of our course. Was to take the software, which was designed for streaming experts, strip away all the complexity and baby steps, like the elephant analogy. Literally, our first lesson is just talking about recommendations for hardware you should have. And by the way, you don't need any hardware. You can do this on a laptop. Mm-hmm. But we recommend what kind of cameras and lighting and stuff will make it a better experience. But we start from step one. And like you said, our customers are in their 70s and they got their title bars, they got their logos, they got their backgrounds, they're up and running.
You know what? Just to show people the super advanced stage, I'm a little bit thirsty. Why don't we go to the bar for a second, get something to drink?
Sure.
So wow, we can get together on the same screen using the tech with the green screen behind you. And it really looks like we're in the same room. How many miles? You're what, 1500 miles away from me, David?
I haven't measured it, but it's pretty far.
And to the viewer, you know, so many times when we do these webinars in Zoom, it's like the Brady Bunch screen and people are constantly shooting their eyes from place to place trying to figure out. This is just a great way for two presenters to really be able to present to the audience as one cohesive unit. You know, I've known you've done some really cool stuff. Can you share some of the other ways that you've used this concept?
Sure. Yeah. As much as we love Zoom, it is a bit of a boxy experience, and it's great for business meetings, which is what it was designed for. But for events where you really want to feel like you're with someone, you know, good to see you over there. the switching around between boxes can be, it takes away from the immersion. It feels like you're in a video meeting, which is great. We want to feel like we're sitting at a bar together. So I've done events. One was a signing Santa. And by signing, I mean sign language. It was a deaf Santa. Santa himself was deaf. And the event was for deaf children. They usually have it in person. So these children can sit on Santa's lap and sign to Santa what they want from Santa for Christmas. And this year they couldn't do it. And they were going to do it on Zoom, which, hey, you know, wonderful. At least they were able to do it. Uh-huh. But the switching around in the boxes and having Santa in one place and the children in another place, it just wasn't ideal. So using this magic, instead of a bar, we had a Christmas scene. And one by one, I would bring in Santa and signing elves to help with the sign language. And the children would come in a little gingerbread house. We had all sorts of crazy graphics. Everybody was on one screen the entire time. So throughout the entire event, instead of switching from one to the other, people just kept this window highlighted where we were, where Santa was. And it was more like watching a TV show or you know, tuning in for some sort of a real event as opposed to just a business meeting.
I remember you and I did a presentation for the Exit Your Way networking meeting, and we were both sitting at the same desk, and I still get comments about how the heck did you do that? And the answer is, this is how the heck we did it.
And another really quick one. I'm doing an event next month for a girls STEM, girls getting into science.
Oh, wow.
A few hundred high school girls that every year they would meet in person with a bunch of women scientists, role models, and do experiments and have classes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. This year they're doing it on Zoom and they were excited for it. But again, they wanted to feel like it was more than a business meeting. They wanted to be there for the event. So I have them all together on the same screen. We have robot scientist women, and I have them sitting on their robots and riding around. It's wild, fun stuff. And these poor high school students were been in Zoom class after Zoom class after Zoom class.
Yeah.
This isn't going to feel like another Zoom class. This is going to feel like a fun event with graphics and music and all kinds of wonderful stuff.
Yeah. And by the way, if anybody, you know, when you're in the audience who's watching this, the total time that it took us to set this up was about 3 minutes. And probably that's because we were trying to make it a little bit more perfect than it needs to be for the audience. But when you start to really dig in, and you know, like we've said before, as you're learning these things, it's kind of like the old adage about how do you eat an elephant one piece at a time. Learning this one step at a time, it's really not hard to do, not complicated at all.
And once you get the basic skills down, really the hardest part becomes coming up with ideas. We can come up with a new idea, you know, put us on horseback riding through the Old West.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give me a few minutes to find some graphics and do some magic in our software, and I could have it for you. You can do it. But as you become good at it, it really just becomes opening up your imagination. Where do we want to be? How do we want to be moving? How do we want to be positioned? Doing it it's just a skill that you can learn basically through our course and a little practice.
Yeah. You know what, later on, as a teaser, if people stick around to the end of this, let's do some crazy stuff just to kind of show the extreme end of where it's at. But right now, I just heard the bell. It's last call at this bar. So let's go back to the other room. Thanks for joining me at the bar. It was last call. I'm glad to be back.
And to be clear, we don't cover exactly how to do that in the course yet. We're going to add some bonus lessons. But to be honest, if you get through the 10 basic lessons of our course, you can figure that out yourself. It's not that complicated. Once you have the basic skills, which our course gives you, you know, we focus on the basics. We focus on the logo. We focus on the title bar. But when you see how we do that, you're going to figure out how to do the rest. And you're going to be having people sitting next to you in bars and whatnot. And we're going to add some bonus courses for the advanced things.
Yeah. And, you know, in today's market where really you have much less chance of shaking that hand, being memorable at the meal, sharing... this is an opportunity to really be that one that's that people remember at the end of that meeting, because you've made their day, and you've been able to really share your contact and remain present in the room when you can't physically be there.
People are in hundreds of video meetings a week now because of the pandemic, and after the pandemic, it's going to stay this way because people realize they can work from home and be productive. Mm-hmm. So people are still going to go to the office, but not 5 days a week. People are going to be on video all day. Yeah. And I have people telling me, you know, David, I was in 100 video meetings this week. I'm going to remember yours. And hopefully part of it's because of whatever I'm talking about. The content's always the most important thing. But part of it is because I gave them a break. I gave them something to smile about. And if I put them next to me at the bar like you did, that's bonding. It really felt like now, like we were hanging out at the bar together. It's hard for me to believe that we've never met in person because we've done that so many times.
Yeah.
I feel like I've hung out with you in person dozens of times.
Yeah. And this is the crazy part. I mean, literally we live 1500 miles apart. We met online, and it was through the impact of this that brought us together. One of the other applications that people always ask, how do I be more impactful when I'm networking? Because now all the networking is no longer pressing palms and passing out business cards in a hotel. It's now online. I came up with one the other day just because I got so tired of people going, Andrew, can you, what's your elevator speech? So now when someone says, give me your elevator speech, I give my elevator speech.
There
and,
you go.
And not a single person in that room will forget that they just saw the elevator speech.
And a little thing like that isn't too distracting. That's not going to take away from your content because it's only for a second. but it'll wake people up. It'll yeah. You know, if they're starting to get meeting fatigue, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, wait, what is this guy talking about?
Yeah. The other one that's always fun for me is when somebody says something and they want me to say something profound, and I'll go, well, that's so profound. You know what? I think we should hold a press conference and jump to that. And it absolutely, absolutely changes the mood, brings people back into the meeting and makes a difference. So I'm curious, when you think, because I know you do a lot more really high-end kind of stuff. What's kind of the nuttiest of the nutty that you can do in a meeting or in one of your presentations that people really remember?
I have so many tricks from this being a hobby for 4 years that it's really hard mm-hmm. to pick. I have a sequence where I'm on different billboards, and every few seconds it switches to a billboard. I'm up in Times Square. I have a sequence when I'm in old arcade games. I'm being chased around the Pac-Man maze by Pac-Man. There's so many. It's every childhood fantasy I ever had. But one big one, of course, has always been what kid doesn't want to ride on the back of a dragon? So one of the first tricks I came up with when I first started to realize I could do more than just kind of put my background behind me, I can do some fun stuff with this. I made a dragon, and 4 years later, of all my effects, that's still one that people say, hey, can we see the dragon again? So do you want to see me? You want to see my dragon?
Yeah, show me your dragon, Dave.
All right, let's switch scenes to it here. Get in place.
Game of David. He's going to the electronic throne. And look at that. There we go. How fun.
Yeah, whether, you know, Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, there's so many fantasies with dragons out there. And I always wanted my own pet dragon. And it's funny because when I did this, I first thought I'm going to feel like I'm standing in the middle of my office and looking at a screen. It feels like I'm riding a dragon. There's this weird psychological effect. This is so much fun. Every time I do this, I smile. And every time I do this, whoever I show it to smiles.
I love it.
I rarely do this in business meetings. And I don't want you to leave here thinking that our course is about dragons. But think about it. If I can do this, what could you do to promote your product, to promote your service, to promote your company?
Yeah. At the end of the day, don't forget to feed that guy. I think he needs some coal.
Well, if I don't feed him, I become the food. So yeah, I definitely will remember.
Yeah. I think the point that we're trying to get across is that it's time to learn to be a master presenter. In other words, be impactful, be present in the meeting, and be memorable without being a goof. Know your audience, know what it is that you want to do, and you can truly blow people's minds. That's one of my favorites.
I like that. And it's really all a matter of controlling the way you're perceived. Mm-hmm. When we used to meet in person, we were very careful about, you know, what shirt am I going to wear to this meeting? How am I going to do my hair? Which glasses am I going to wear? Do I need to shave? You know, all this, what tone of voice am I going to use? How do I speak loud? Do I speak softly? Mm-hmm. We're very concerned about how we're perceived. And now that we're not meeting in person, how we're perceived is how we're perceived over video. Yeah. And we're concerned about that. And that's why we're all buying expensive microphones, so we sound better. I hope I'm not sitting close enough to mine. And we have best practices. We have lighting. We have better cameras. And part of how we're perceived is not just having a good camera and good lighting. Mm-hmm. It's our area. You know, it's our whole scene. It's our background. It's our logo. It's our title bar. Yeah. It's the little tricks we do to jazz things up. This is part of how you're perceived now. You're a video person.
Yeah. One of the things that I always sort of say, and some people take it in the wrong way, but all of this tech will not replace a bad presentation.
Absolutely.
So you become a guy who does a bad presentation with some cool effects. It enhances great presentation skills and really, really brings it forward.
That's the key.
And I can do it till the cows come home. So David,
That's a very moving presentation you have there.
It was. I'm not chicken. I'm not chicken enough to put it out there. I've got the courage. So if folks are looking to reach out to Let's Do Video, to maybe they want to have an event sponsored where you actually run the event through OBS, or they're looking to do websites or other things that your company does, how can they find you?
Yeah, they could find me at david@letsdovideo.com, on Twitter @letsdovideo, or just the website letsdovideo.com.
That's great. Yeah, you know, I'm so glad that I reached out to talk to you in the first place. It's amazing some of the great new friends and relationships that I've found during this weird time, just by reaching out and starting to network with people that I normally wouldn't have even known.
So, and I appreciate it too. You're really the catalyst. I had this, people were like they were to you. People were saying to me, can you please make a course? Can you please make a course? I'm like, maybe I should make a course, or I just have a few, you know, like I said, I have a few random tutorials that teach this trick or that trick, but aren't part of anything. And you came into my life and you said, look, it's not just you that's hearing it. I'm hearing it too. People need a course. Let's make a really step one to step 10, starting with nothing, assuming nothing course. And now that they've taken the course, they're coming back to us and they're telling us that it's working for them. They're using this in their meetings. They have their backgrounds, they have their title bars, and they're getting the same reactions that we're getting. You know, that's not taking away from the content of their meetings. They're still able to get work done, but they're having those wow moments and they're happy. It's a smiling thing. I feel like we're helping people, and which is a good thing in these times. Everyone's stuck at home. Everyone has video fatigue, and our customers are coming back to us and saying, hey, this is making a difference. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, the tackiest one that I do when someone says, well, why do you take the time to do it? I say, well, because I love the applause and I want to make money. I just think it's silly. It's tacky. It's the I'm not a rapper in me. So anyhow, we're going to do a link so that when people are watching the video down below, I'm going to have a link where they can click to actually go to the to the presenter course. I can't even say the name of my own business. And when they get there, there'll be $50 taken off at the cart. So if they suffered through this whole and enjoyed the Fangled Cast today, and they want to sign up for the class, we'll give them the $50 off of the class and let them get started. And you, if you're watching and you thought this was a lot of fun and you want to join the party, take the course, learn, get you to the point that you can really do presentations in a way that you've never done them before. And Dave, besides being my new buddy, my new friend, thanks so much for coming on and working with me today to be part of the Fangled Cast.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
It was great. So all of you at home, sign up for the course if you want to learn. You get $50 off at the cart. And we hope that you like these Fangled Casts enough that you reach down below and you click on that subscribe button, like it, share it, send up smoke signals, fax an old person, let them know the Fangled Cast exists. And we will see you in the next episode. Thanks so much for being part of the gang today.
Brought to you by Fangled Technologies, where we help you convert every person your company touches into a voracious advocate for your brand.